What a concept. Once so simple, now, not so much. After a brain injury, travel poses a mighty challenge. And packing? That can seem almost impossible. Short-term memory loss, executive memory damage, and fear combine in a toxic stew that may lead to isolation, missing out on experiences and adventure, and damaged relationships because you just give in to staying put. For some time, possibly a long while after an injury, travel may not be possible. But then, as things start leveling out, you will be faced with some sort of trip and the desire, even need, to be more independent when you go. Now, many years post-accident, travel is not quite so difficult for me. When I do go, here are things that help me. Start with making lists if you are able. My own writing is not very legible, so I lean on Google Docs and labels. Create separate sections like shirts or sweaters and pants and shorts. Jackets, coats is another. Lay out separates to create outfits, and then leave them out so you see them again. This is the slowest part but most helpful. Think about how many days you'll be gone, what you will be doing, what the weather will be, and if you need any accessories to go along. What shoes will you wear with your outfits? Set them out too. Don't forget socks or belts. Jewelry? Ties? If you have some time before your trip, start this process up to a week or two before. Check your medicines to see if you have enough for your stay. Be sure to arrange for refills, and buy travel containers for your pills. Flights are more challenging, so plan through every step. Think through how you'll travel, and what you will need at your destination, and any other medical equipment you use. When we fly now, we always arrange with the airline beforehand for an attendant in wheelchair. While I can walk, busy airports, long distances between gates, and all the noise and bustle make a wheelchair a must for me. Noise-canceling headphones, earplugs, comfort blanket. You might need different stuff. So lay these items out too. Car trips need a special posture pillow and frequent stops for me to get out, stretch, and walk for a bit. Roll your clothes. This simple trick was a major game changer for me. Not only does it allow you to fit more into your suitcase, but items remain much more visible and easily moved around. In the old days of simply folding clothes, after the second item covered the first one up, I was suddenly unsure of what I had packed. The endless checking made a mess of my suitcase and my brain. Separate categories in bags. Fabric bags are the best because they breathe and are reusable. My night clothes go in one, my shoes and swimsuits another. My toiletry bag is always ready to go. I tend to use colorful, fun bags that I can easily find and distinguish from each other. Spending a little money and time to buy travel-sized toiletries and bags will help a lot when you're faced with the necessity to go somewhere. The best time to prepare for a trip is when there is no trip on your horizon, so you aren't stressed and facing a deadline. Differently colored bright bags have the added benefit of allowing you to choose a color for each category, and then sticking with that color each time you travel. I walk around and physically put everything that's going to go with us in a corner of our kitchen. Only when I think I have everything do I start packing things up. Otherwise, I lose track. If we need coolers, we get those out beforehand waiting to be filled. The actual packing goes pretty quickly because it's simply fitting all the stuff that's already laid out into boxes or bags or coolers. There are infinite ways and means to travel, and different reasons and lengths of trips. Travel after a brain injury is possible, even desirable. It will just look different. It takes much more deliberate planning, and things will have to move more slowly throughout. There are real beauties in this, but also very real frustrations. Staying at home, with all your adaptations around you, is more comfortable than going into the unknown. While you can't ever foresee and plan for every situation, you can come close. Feeling you're prepared for most eventualities will help a lot. I, like many of you, had been a quick mover. Not anymore. I plod. But I am much more thorough and organized now, because my ability to wing it is almost non-existent with 3 grandchildren and 4 children scattered all across the country. We have lots of great places to go, and I want to be able to get there in good shape and good spirits. Happy travels to you. Learn more about Natalie McDonald. Natalie McDonald lives with her husband Marty outside of Des Moines, Iowa. They have 4 adult children, Alana, Ollie, Nate, and Evan, and 3 amazing grandchildren. Natalie suffered a TBI in a car crash in September 2014 on her way to an evening musical rehearsal. She was in level 1 coma for 2 months. She was first in ICU, then transferred to another section of the hospital. Before Thanksgiving, she was taken to On With Life, a brain injury rehabilitation center in Ankeny, Iowa. In January, she improved enough to come home and stay. She returns to On With Life regularly for outpatient therapy and to speak at survivor panels.